Good morning. Ooh. Lori, come here. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Well, that was a little better. I figured maybe my mom on Mother's Day might be able to get a little bit more out, but I guess you never know. A little long night last night, huh? Tough day, tough morning this morning. How many of you said happy Mother's Day to your mama? Who said happy Mother's Day to their mama today? Did you? Did you do anything special for your moms today? Anybody do anything special? What'd you do, Copeland?
I gave my mom a happy.
You did what?
I gave my mom a happy birthday.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's very special. For Mother's Day, yeah, not Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yeah. You know, but still, you know, that's still another day where we say I love you to our mom. Yeah. You know what? Today is a wonderful day. It's Mother's Day, and our moms do so much for us today, right? They love us. They take care of us. They help us grow. Think about all the things that your mom does, you know, and grandmothers, too. Grandmothers do the same thing because grandmothers are still mothers, and they know all about what it is to take care of children and do all the things that God would have mothers do to show love and compassion for their kids. You know, when we have Mother's Day, it's a day that we make sure that we tell our moms how much we love them. But we should do that every single day, really. You know, we should be thankful every day to God that God blessed us with parents who take care of us and guide us and teach us all about the ways of God and teach us all about the story about Jesus and how Jesus came to earth to save us. And so many people these days, so many mothers these days have spent years and years and years teaching children and other children as well, you know, not just their children, but teaching children all around about the love of God. There's one lady today here that's been at it longer than any of us could ever possibly, you know, hope to be at it. You know, there's a lady here that's been showing motherly love to people for years and years and years, well before we were even born. Do you know that? And that's a special lady. Y'all come out here, and I want you to help me wish a happy Mother's Day to this special lady. Y'all follow me. Come on. There's a lady right here who is so special to so many people. And do you know what this lady's name is? Who knows this lady's name? This is Miss Vettery Slice, okay? And she is just a wonderful lady, and she has loved all of the people here at St. Jacob's, especially this guy. Even though I won't tell you what this guy tells me about his mama, but you know, because he's told y'all. but he loves his mama so much too. And Leonard, you know, it'd be very nice if you were able to give a carnation to your mama today for Mother's Day as a gift from all the children here at St. Jacob's. And Vettery, we love you, and we are just so delighted to have you with us today. Miss Vettery, believe it or not, is only a year and a half away from being 100 years old. Yeah, isn't that amazing? And I made a promise to Vettery a couple of weeks ago that on that day, remember the promise I made to you? You think so? What's the one thing you wanted to have on your 100th birthday? Your face and your name on a jelly jar. You remember that? Well, there you go, and I'd be glad to do it for you. So in another year and a half, roughly, we're going to have Vettery's face on a jelly jar. I happen to know where I can get grapes, and I know someone who makes jelly.
It's going to be a big jar.
Be as big as you want, darling. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to you, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all the women here at St. Jacob's. And let's give thanks to God, and let's pray for a wonderful day and a wonderful time with our moms. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks that you have given us mothers to teach us, to guide us, and to nurture us, to show us the way. And we ask that you would bless them this day with the power of your love, with the presence of your company and surround them with those who love them. In all of our days, Lord, we look to you for life. We look to you for wholeness. We look to you for forgiveness and salvation. But today, most especially, we look to you in thanks for those whom you have called to love us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.